Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christmas is on display in many state capitals. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, despite the threats, Holly, by atheist groups to try to remove the celebration of Christmas in public sectors each year, the true meaning of the season will be on display in at least 36 state capitals this year, and maybe 40. There's four more state capitals that are pending review to actually have these nativity scenes. And so this is an incredible testimony, really, to what's happening as part of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign that we've been doing for many years to educate and, if necessary, to litigate to make sure that the real reason for the season is not censored.
You know, and this is a great example that, of course, this is all about the birth of Jesus during this holiday. And so we can publicly display that even in our state capitals. You know, there's an organization called the American Nativity Scene that for 8 years have been providing nativity scenes, I think over 400 at this point, to display in state capitals and public buildings and parks. They have an anonymous donor that funds this, and then they work with the local groups, provide a manger and a straw, and with staff at the government venues to obtain permits, because you do need to get a permit, but it is very easy to do. And so far, they've had 36 states continue to grow each year. And he said recently they have four more states, Kentucky, Louisiana, Vermont, and Wyoming, that are currently pending those approvals. So this year we may actually have 40 state capitals displaying the birth of Jesus
Christ. And we have the list of all of the 36 states that are currently displaying these nativity scenes. Right. And we have and these nativity scenes are beautiful. So this is a great way to ultimately remind people of the real reason for the season. You know, we just did the Live Nativity, which is an annual program that we do with our ministry, Faith and Liberty, in Washington, D.C., in the nation's capital. And that is to bring the real reason for the season to the nation's capital. That is thinking outside of the box, and I encourage people to do that. In this particular situation, we have live camels, sheep, donkeys. This year we had 47 volunteers, and they're all dressed up in the garb of the first century.
And a live baby that is just precious. Every year we have a live baby who is so precious.
And amazing is it comes from the various family members of Peggy Kneeneighbor, who is our vice president of Faith and Liberty. And somebody in her extended family always, every year, has a brand new baby.
We're grateful her family is fruitful and multiplying.
Yeah, they are. And so every year we have a real small, precious little baby with their mom and dad there, and that is Mary, Joseph, and then the baby Jesus. And we start in front of the ministry center, which our ministry center is directly across the street from the United States Supreme Court. We begin there. There is a nativity there that's set up right out in front of our building, and that's where it all begins. And we have a balcony overlooking that front street, overlooking the back of the Supreme Court, overlooking the nativity. And there is a angel that usually comes out and sings a beautiful Christmas song over the group gathered below. And we read from the Gospel of Matthew, read from the Gospel of Luke, and then process all the way around to the very front of the Supreme Court. It's an awesome sight.
It stops traffic, and people come out of their offices, and people gather around out front on the steps, and media come. It's just, you cannot help but be moved when you see this beautiful enactment of the birth of Christ. And here it is on in front of the steps of the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., of all places, to show that Christ can be publicly displayed every year in this way.
Yeah, the real reason for the season. It's amazing, because when you take a photograph with the Supreme Court, the front of the Supreme Court in the background, and you have all this entourage of people with the baby, and the animals there. It's an incredible sight. You would never see that or imagine to see it. So you can imagine people that just drive through, or taxi drivers. Taxi drivers will stop their car, get out, and they'll take photographs because they're driving through Washington, D.C., and oh my goodness, there is a live nativity with a full-blown, full-grown camel there.
Right. And, you know, it's a reminder to me, the verse in Isaiah 9, the government is on his shoulders.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, when you look with the Supreme Court in your back and you're looking at the group, the scene on the other side of the street is the United States Capitol. So on one side is the Capitol, one side is the Supreme Court. It's awesome. It's awesome. So this is part of our friend or foe Christmas campaign. And obviously we want to educate people. We want to encourage people to ultimately bring the real reason for the season into this holiday time of year.
You know, and every year we litigate. Recently this year, we've won two different cases in Indiana regarding nativity scenes being displayed on government property. One was in Jackson County Courthouse, where the atheist group was trying to get rid of that. And another one, the ACLU was trying to get rid of in Fulton County, Indiana, as well.
Absolutely. And so one of those went to the Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, and we won there. And it was a great decision because it had great legal reasoning in it. It upheld the nativity scene on the public property. This had been displayed there for a number of years. And then there was another one that was still pending in the lower court that was about to make its way up to the Court of Appeals. And when we won the case in the Court of Appeals, obviously that ended the case. The ACLU that brought the claim ultimately realized they better not take this to the Supreme Court because they're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And then the ACLU was on the other case in another county in a different court. And so they ended up deciding to dismiss that claim as well. They had to end up paying Liberty Counsel for out-of-pocket court costs. The ACLU reimbursed Liberty Counsel for the out-of-pocket court costs that we had to incur.
But you know, every year these so-called Grinches pop up and they're trying to knock out these nativity scenes. And it's just a reminder to us, we're going to continue to fight because Jesus is the reason for the season. This is about his birth, and he can be displayed on public property, even government property.
I would encourage you, whether it's this year, and it may not be too late this year, you can go to a public park and get a permit for the band shell, or just go to various places where you can gather publicly and have a celebration of the real reason for the season. Get your church involved in doing that. Plan for next year. Perhaps you can also be a part of helping to sponsor volunteers and other kinds of things if you're near a state capitol. Or you don't even have to be near a state capitol. The American Nativity Scene has 400 nativity scenes that they have displayed at capitols, public buildings, and parks. So you can do it in your own neighborhood. Do something to think outside the box. Bring the real reason for the season to your community, to your state capitol, to your schools. We have memos that can be distributed to school boards and other officials in the schools regarding how Christmas can be celebrated in the public school, that children can have Christmas carols. We've had situations in our past where they were told you can't wear red and green, you can't say Merry Christmas, you have to say Happy Holidays. They even had, remember that one where certain kind of secular symbols were okay, but the religious symbols were not, because the school said you can't have those.
It was that principal that was trying to...
Right. The principal ended up finally got removed from the school over this, because we got involved and pointed out how absurd and unconstitutional this is. Literally sent out a memo to the staff that these are the kinds of symbols that you can use. And you can't use, I think you couldn't even use Frosty the Snowman, because she said that was religious. Unbelievable.
Well, and you know, it just continues. We have to continue to stand for Jesus. We have to continue to stand for that, because if not, they'll continue to take him out.
Absolutely. And we also have the naughty and nice list, and we encourage you to keep us involved in how your stores are actually operating. Are they profiting off of Christmas by pretending that it doesn't exist, not even a mention of Christmas? Or are they acknowledging Christmas?
Right. And are they holiday trees and happy holidays and holiday decorations? Or are they Christmas decorations?
Right. Or Christmas
and
lights.
Merry Christmas.
And do they have Merry Christmas there? If you say Merry Christmas to a cashier when you're checking out, for example, are they saying Happy Holidays to you? Are they being required to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas when you greet them with Merry Christmas? Let us know, because our Friend and Foe Christmas campaign is designed to educate and, if necessary, to litigate. And also with regards to the shopping, you can vote with your dollars. Make sure you tell the retailer whether you like or whether you object to their celebration of Christmas, acknowledging of it, or censoring of it. You can make a difference. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.